There's a giant vending machine called Shop 24. It's a robotic store. It's basically just a giant vending machine that has like a bunch of shit inside of it. It's crazy. Well, nah, that's it. I mean, you got to see the picture to really get the full thing of it.
Like at the airport when you can buy like iPads and shit?
No. This one, it looks like it's at an apartment complex.
Oh.
Like groceries?
No, it's like
diapers and shit?
No, like it's basically like you what you could together. Buy at a gas station.
Like diapers.
Well, you can't buy diapers at every gas station, Ryan.
Well, you can't buy Pringles at every gas station too, but you assume that you go to a gas station, you can get Pringles. That's all I'm trying to say.
I would say that your chances of finding Pringles at a gas station are much, much higher than finding diapers.
I'm going to challenge you to that. I go to a lot of gas stations, and I'm going to find diapers. So.
I would also challenge you to that.
All right, let's just agree to disagree. I don't feel like challenging anybody. Can we table the challenge? Dwight, can we,
I'm already past it. All right, parlay.
Okay, good.
Oh, hey, SimCity 4, too, is like $20 on Steam. I don't know if that entices anybody, but
I was actually looking at it earlier, and I
I bought it.
Of course you did.
Wait, you're playing SimCity 2000?
SimCity 4.
Like, wait, Super Nintendo, SimCity...
So for the 64?
No, SimCity 4 Deluxe for the
What's
PC.
That one? Is that for the Super Nintendo?
It's for the Super PC Nintendo.
It's for Linux.
I like SimCity 2000.
It's for Linux. Linux and Mac only.
Said no game developer ever.
Guys, welcome back to Team Mongo's podcast. I'm kicking this off because I'm tired of waiting. Episode 96. We got Sniper Good. Ooh, Snapper Good.
Ever been so mad.
Alexia.
Yeah.
Tyler it. And Doll. As you can see, she's welcomed with open arms.
As always.
Open arms of people pushing other people away so they could go throw up.
Oh, shit.
So, obligatory question. How you guys been this week? How's your week been?
Shitty.
Okay. Expand on that.
I go to work every day, actually. That's all.
My week's been shitty. All right, expand on that. It's actually okay.
I just go. Okay, you don't know the way.
It's. I know the troubles of banks and working in banks because I have a lot of friends who do work in banks.
Because I go to a bank. Because
I go to a bank once a month.
Don't tell me you know anything about a bank. You know nothing. You're like everybody else. You know nothing of the bank.
I have to stand in line.
And what we have.
I actually don't have to stand in line.
What we have to go through to help you people is so hard to deal with. The government's made it so goddamn hard to do our job, and you people just don't understand.
We really don't, but we don't care.
You guys didn't want to pay overdraft fees, and then now we can't do anything at all.
I don't understand how those two relate.
Me neither, but trust me, that's exactly what happened.
Okay, but that's what they're telling me, so that's what I'm going with.
We don't want overdraft fees. All right, we didn't do anything for you then.
Well, there was a class action lawsuit against all the banks about overdraft fees and how we were charging too many overdraft fees because people were upset that they were spending the bank's money and getting charged for it.
Saying a credit card, this is your debit card, fool.
Weird, right? We were giving them a loan and then making them pay it back. So they cracked down on our regulations on that, and so we started charging in other ways, and the government cracked down on that, and so forth and so on, and now we have more regulations than I can remember.
And now instead of walking into a bank and getting, you know, a free checking account in like 5 minutes, you have to spend an hour and a half.
Banks can't even have free checking accounts anymore.
What? Well, my bank does.
Your bank's a small state bank.
Basically, a credit. I think it's all West Coast. I think it actually it goes up more north too.
Well, they don't.
I don't know. I think they call it
a free checking account.
What's up, Ryan?
They don't call it a free checking account, I bet.
I don't think they call it free, no.
Like, we can't.
They call it premium.
Yeah, we can't. We have our, like...
They call it no money.
That's all up to the bank. Like, they're, you know, banks will be like, all you have to do is keep $5, and it's completely free. And it's like, shit, I keep $5 in my account.
Yeah, you say that, but a bunch of fees later. No one ever can. And then they pay you... if you can't do that, fucking... If you get below $5, then they charge you a fucking overdraft fee, and it's like, I don't have money, so why are you charging me more money? Because I don't have money.
My dad had to yell at Wells Fargo a bunch because they kept making me pay fees or something. I don't know what was going on.
We explained how to waive all the fees.
Oh, it is only California. Yeah, 66 branches in California.
That's a lot, though. That's good, man. That's awesome. Yeah. Shit.
I like this bank. It's a lot nicer than like a huge chain, you know?
I love Wells Fargo. I love everything about Wells Fargo. And if people don't like it, that's tough luck.
Oh man, it is straight up Northern California.
Wells Fargo is really all about customer service. People don't think so, but they try their hardest never to say no.
Yeah, everybody's so nice.
They've worked really hard the last, like, 4 years working on their image and become, like, one of the most admired companies in America.
I hate it because the only one that I've seen here is in the same plaza as my job. And when I try to go to the wing restaurant that's next to it to park, like, half of it was all for Wells Fargo customers.
So it's a really bad
fuck you, Wells Fargo! I don't give a shit.
I'm sure they were like, fuck you, restaurant! Your customers can't park here anymore! Because our customers are walking blocks and blocks.
Are you kidding me? They have a whole open parking lot behind them, but they want to take the restaurant's parking.
Whatever, you don't know the story. I don't know the story, that's for sure. And that's a bad reason to hate a bank.
I know the story, but I'm not telling you.
Look, I'm just saying, it's a good company. They take care of their employees.
And that's
all
what
their
really
employees.
I see how it is.
Fuck you.
Exactly.
I worked for a really, really bad bank that remained nameless. And here in New Mexico, elsewhere it is a good bank. Here in New Mexico, it's not great. Wells Fargo treats you right. Get you promoted. Like, they promote within all the time. All the time.
All the time?
All the time.
Huh? All of that time.
There you go. All the time.
No, you cannot use me as a recommendation at Wells Fargo if you're trying to apply for a job.
God damn it.
No, Alex, you can use me as a recommendation if you're applying at Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
I'm talking to people listening to the podcast.
Oh. Would they do that?
Reference Sniper Goo at Sniper Goo on Twitter.
Mr. Sniper Goo.
You got a recommendation?
Wells Fargo in New Mexico.
Just go log on to Twitter. He'll give you a recommendation.
I'll kill you, Tyler.
Just see all the obscenities Ryan posts. The blasphemy.
This guy is clearly trustworthy.
Speaking of blasphemy, what do you? I have an idea to throw your way.
Oh.
Speaking of blasphemy, I have a wonderful idea that I want to throw at you.
I didn't know how it'd segue into it. I want to start a video log.
A vlog?
Do it.
Called Words of Goo, where I give people advice. But yes. like
keep it under 10 seconds.
It'll be, no, like, per advice. Yeah, it'll be like a 5-minute thing, or 3 minutes, if tops. Me talking some bullshit, me telling some real down-to-earth advice and me talking some bullshit.
And then maybe have addressing some question.
Blue Mountain State?
No.
I have.
You remember that one guy who had that show Dreams?
Black kid? Yeah, Follow Your Dreams.
Exactly like that.
Yeah, okay. Wait. So did he so what I would want is people email me actual questions.
He had a radio show that was broadcast around the college.
Okay.
And people would phone in with questions, and it was just I don't want to say any more than that. Just if you guys haven't, just watch Blue Mountain State. It's on Netflix. It's fantastic.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah,
I've
heard of
it. It's definitely not for kids. But cool. It is just hilarious.
Well, I did see that picture of that guy you posted eating his own dick. But
oh, what?
What? Who are you talking to, Ryan? Is this the blasphemy you want to talk about?
Who are you addressing?
You, doll. You posted that picture of that guy with all those cups on his dick.
Well, oh, yeah, that was... Anyway, as a kid in my school, we stacked up a bunch of cups because the senior prank was they put cups in all the rooms filled with a little bit of water.
What a do I remember our senior prank when we blew up the gym?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, I mean.
What about it?
No, just a couple of deaths.
We didn't know she was in there. I mean, not our fault.
We hit the fire alarm. They should have evacuated. We prepared for this.
There was a person in there?
What?
There were a couple. We didn't know. A couple were making out behind the fucking bleachers.
Oh, that was their fault then.
I know. That's what the judge said. So anyway, they put cups in the hallway. Or in a classroom. And then he put it on his dick and he ate his own dick. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what do you think, Dwight?
What do I think about putting cups on a dick?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I seem to have lost my... What?
I'm going to do a vigilog.
Oh, yes. No, I'm all for it. We have... not that it was really supposed to be announced or anything officially, since we have zero content on there. But we have the YouTube... YouTube.com/GoTMongoose. That is, I made that a long, long time ago when I wanted us to have, an official channel. We were going to put up vlogs and stuff on it in the beginning of the year, but it sort of just fell apart because everybody sort of backed out.
Yeah, so, we were going to do, weight loss, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to start that soon, too, but that's a different thing.
And Terry and I just joined the gym down the road because they're having a $10 a month, no contract. Full access at that gym, that particular gym. And if I want to to go to any
That's
other
really
gym, it's $20 a month, and then I get a bunch of perks and stuff too. But I said, "Fuck that! $10, no contract. Count me in."
So, yeah, I don't go to the gym. I just want a pool. And then I have to pay $50 to go to a goddamn gym to swim in a pool that always has other people in it.
Yeah. When you move back here, get yourself a pool, man.
My house has
a pool.
Just go swim in my parents' pool.
Then you gotta drive there.
That's true. I'll just sneak into a high school pool somewhere around the area.
Yeah, and we'll pee in it.
No.
Why
you do that?
I thought that's what you wanted.
Okay.
No, I want to swim.
You know what? I misread the signs, Ryan. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I apologize. I'll go pee in a different pool. Just give me a week's advance to let me...
Go be in the ocean, man.
Do you know how far that is?
It's an hour and a half away.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
I can go 15 minutes down the road and go pee in a high school pool.
It's going to take you 15 minutes to get to East Union?
I got to take a lot of detours.
How slow do you drive, Grandma?
You need to load up the bladder first.
I got to load up the bladder first.
You got to stop at a 7-Eleven, get a Slurpee, you know.
Your house has got to be 0.3 miles, maybe 2 furlongs.
It's actually a half mile. It's a half mile away. Yeah.
Whatever. We take whatever. A furlong. What, 4 furlongs? I don't know. I'm not a furlong expert. Where's Rai Rai at?
Yeah, furlong master.
God damn it, Dwight. Train! I'm excited to sleep to trains.
Hmm.
I don't hear a train right now.
I know.
He's just made it up.
Oh.
You're excited to sleep trains?
I love the sound of trains when I fall asleep. Boom. That's a tugboat.
Okay.
I'll do a train.
Any more impressions?
Sounds like an old
car horn. Do a car horn. That doesn't sound like a car horn at all.
It's like a tugboat horn.
How's that?
Went very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I gave it a 7 out of 10.
Go fuck yourself.
That's reasonably high.
Unreasonably low, in my opinion.
What do you feel it deserves?
12, at least.
No.
Out of 12, of course. I'm not crazy.
Well, if it's out of 12, then I give it a 9.
That's the same score as before.
9.2.
All right, I accept.
Good.
What, are you guys, like, negotiating for a score?
You shut your filthy whore mouth. You already...
Trying to meet him halfway.
That's how the Olympics should work. No. I think I got a 9.5.
Where, like, you do something and you have to be really good at arguing as well, because then you sit down across from the judge that gives you the lowest score and see if you can convince him to raise your score. That is also
gold, score. But it's not silver either.
But it's clearly closer to gold than silver.
You get 8, but you know that was a 9. I mean, come on. Look, I can meet you as far as like.
I'll give you a high 8. 8.7.
Settling for 8. If you're not going to negotiate with me, I'm not going to change the score at all. You can just get out of my fucking face. That's
this
how it would go.
Negotiation.
That shit on like HBO and just go. And I think that should be done with every sport. I think football, there should be cameras like in the linemen's like helmets and in the quarterback.
They're actually. There was
shit
an,
that is going on.
There was an article on Reddit that, like last week, of these people, the referees at rugby games, will have a GoPro on their chest and they have a mic up that's like attached to like their glasses or something like that. And
rugby's
like you can. Huh?
Rugby's not mainstream enough to make it catch on.
I'm just saying it's like it's in the public eye now that, you know, if you could do shit like this, but I'm saying the audio quality was pretty good. Like you can actually hear the players talking to each other and stuff like that. And the footage was awesome too.
You'd have to cut it out though, because you couldn't like let the other teams hear the coaches talking to their players and shit. That would be the hard part. Because then, you know, the other team would just go watch the show after and be like, oh, okay, that's what that play means next time we play them. You know what I mean?
What? Yes.
I don't know. I think we should start with baseball. That would make baseball more interesting. Imagine, like, you're out in the outfield and you see that ball coming right into your glove.
What, you want to put the cameras inside the glove?
No, in the glass. Like, as if, like, it's like a first-person baseball game. Like, only, like, it switches. Like, you know, you get what I'm saying, right? You pick
well,
it up.
I mean,
yeah, that would be cool.
You just described like Google Glass, man.
I know, that's the future.
Make them all wear Google Glass.
It'd be having to be something a little smaller. Maybe not. Shit.
No, have you seen the newest Google Glass prototypes?
No.
Yeah. I look at them every day.
Do you?
Doesn't it have like a big ass thing hanging off the side?
No, it's
Bam.
Bam. There you go. Right there.
Yeah, dude, that's it. That's not like. That's what they're released. People are going to have this in like a couple months.
Well, they said that for public release, they're shooting at the end of 2013, the beginning of 2014.
I'm talking the people that win the contest are going to get this in a couple months.
Yeah. They're still going to have to pay $1,500 though. But yeah,
whatever, dude, I'd do it.
Fucking A.
If I had $1,500.
But what about people that already wear glasses?
That part actually comes off. And then, like, they're working with people that, you know, do glasses and shit to have a way of clipping them on to real
glasses. Why not just make a way to put lenses in that? Like,
what was that? What?
Like, don't ship them with lenses, but you should be able to buy lenses for it. You know what I mean? That should
They are. They're having a. They talked about having a prescription model, sunglasses, and then, you know,
yeah,
just
that'd
what
be
those.
So cool.
Dude, I would just. Okay, the only thing would be, like, once you buy one, you shouldn't have to buy multiple. You should just have to be able to, like, buy the accessory.
Like, clip on the
Like, exactly. Like, I don't want to buy. I don't want to buy this. Buy a pair of prescriptions and buy another sunglasses and spend fucking $5,000.
Yeah.
I'd want to spend $1,500 and then spend $200 and $200. You know what I mean? I'd be fine with that.
Yeah. But like I said, that part comes off, and hopefully you can just clip that onto any whatever frames you want.
God, that's going to change the world, man.
It's a start to something bigger. I know. It I can feel that.
It's just contacts next.
That would be scary, though.
Dude, it's going to be
scary. Just, like, awesome.
Yeah, no, you like lose computer chips in your eye or something. Like, I don't know.
Then we become machines. What was that? The latest that Mission Impossible movie he had a contact with. Fucking computer. It's that.
What? Mission Contact?
Mission Impossible Protocol. Cold Protocol. I just recently watched all the Mission Impossibles.
Yeah?
Except for two, because I mean I just can't.
Just
understandable.
I went really out of order too. I started with one, which makes sense, you know. Okay. And then I was like, I want to watch the newest one. I don't think I've seen it, and I had seen it.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the new one yet.
And then I watched.
Really? It's on Netflix.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I liked it.
All right.
It's a Mission Impossible movie. Shit happens that shouldn't happen, you know.
This will never happen, but we have it, you know, a backup plan just in case it does.
Yeah, well, of course, they have to be prepared for anything.
Dang Boy Scouts.
Well, dead Boy Scouts could happen at any time, Tyler. You know that as well as I do.
Let that be a lesson to you.
Bears, Tyler.
Bears.
Oh, my God. So many bears. Remember that kid at the park bench? Just the bear. Bears, man.
Bears.
What?
Do you remember what happened? Chris Solomon walked at a bear.
Yeah. What about that kid who sleptwalked down to like where the bear's dumpster, like 3 feet away from him?
No, that's fine.
It's different times. Man. Can't take your kids to scout camp anymore. They'll die.
Just don't send them with honey.
My God. Sorry, bears, man. Go on, go on.
I am really entertained by this picture of eagles, or falcons, or whatever they are.
Birds!
They're birds!
These winged friends.
Wait, it was a bird. God.
It's like, what's up, bro?
Well, linker, it didn't happen, Tyler.
Somebody linked it already.
Where?
It's in the skizad. Bottom of the...
It's like they're either about to go for the most epic hug ever, or they're like, come at me, bro.
That's going to be how Ryan and I are going to be when Ryan comes back and be like, bro!
So it is like, epic hug. Got it.
And then I'm going to put my arms in the air and be like, what, bitch? What? Just got back in the ghetto, so that's how I got to react.
Yes.
Are you on that eight? No, you're on the bright side of the tracks, right?
Yes, sure.
Are you on the bright side of the tracks?
Yeah, on the right side of the tracks. The dark side of the tracks. No, I'm just playing. Man, these eagles are... Embrace me. Oh. That's what I see going on. I don't have my glasses, though, so...
Okay, well, little quick news for Mongoose Country. Swifty just IM'd me, tell me that our application page is finally up and running.
Yeah, so, it looks so
Mongoose
good.
Country apps are gonna be up right after this podcast, so it'll be up and running by the time you guys hear this podcast.
I think I'll apply now.
So if you guys are interested in that, you can go to apply.mongoosecountry.com. And you'll have the whole new form and everything like that and all the info they need. And it's pretty sweet. I'm really happy with this new form than what we have been using.
It looks so good.
So, if you guys like it to the point where you want to send some love, make sure to tweet Swifty. I think it's just @Swifty_ Is it Swift_Y?
Two underscores. Yeah.
For your Twitter, two underscores?
Yeah.
There you go. So Swift_Y. That's his Twitter. Just be like, I love you. Don't put any contacts with it. Just say that. That's LUFF.
Oh, yes, yes. That's real love.
So yeah, pretty excited about that. Finally got that around. I'm happy about it. It's good. Anyways, that's all I have to say about that.
I like that very last line there.
Which one?
Under, by submitting this application, you are aware that you may not be chosen because of space issues. Do you understand?
It says, required.
You also won't be a pain in the ass and whine about it if you don't.
I had to put that in because people kept like complaining. It was like, I ain't get in. I'm like, well, dude, when we have like...
Do people still do that?
Yeah, well, no, not as much as they used to.
I feel like you've
always
said that, yeah.
Okay. Not as much as they used to.
Who looks at these now, Dwight?
What? The applications?
Me.
Dull mainly now. Yeah. Morgan will help as well. Baguetta, I know, has expressed interest in helping out last time, but he didn't have a computer then, and it was really hard on his phone, so I don't know if he'll help out again this time.
Formatting or anything.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll help out. Shit.
Okay.
Just once.
Just once?
Yeah.
You're gonna go through like 50 apps and you're gonna be like, what did I sign myself up for?
Don't send me that many. Send me like 10. Like, shit.
Ryan, we get like
I don't like any of them.
We get like on average like 1,500.
Let me tell you. Look, I just want to get a feel for every part of the company. You know, I want to know what Dull does. Like, that's, you know, I'm just trying to say, trying to be like undercover boss.
Nothing.
Undercover boss.
Did you hear that? She does nothing. Why do we pay her?
We don't.
I think she owes us money then.
I paid her in a t-shirt.
Money for doing these apps.
Well, if we're not paying you and you're doing nothing, I feel like somebody should be compensated. If it's not you, it must be us, right?
Oh yeah,
that is a
that's corporate logic right there.
You heard it. That's a verbal contract. Verbal contracts are binding in the state of California, which you guys are in. So therefore, where's my knocker?
What knockers?
Hello.
Oh no, that was my jabble.
Yes.
Hello.
Gavel.
There you go.
Will the balls work? Oh, here, this might work. No, nothing's
gonna
work.
Do the balls work? I don't know.
The goo has spoken.
So I'm using my new mouse pad is actually a tile, like a. I don't know how else to describe it, like a tile.
Yes, tile as in for the floor.
It's a slate tile. No, it's for the coffee table. I just popped it right out.
Did I ever tell you what my mouse pad was?
No.
It's the hardcover thing for Skyrim. The hardcover book.
Oh, nice.
I don't this have table. A mouse pad. I've been waiting to get one.
This table I use like makes my mouse go fucking crazy.
You asshole, you did submit an application. I was going to say, which one of you fucks actually submitted an application?
Did you like it?
Your in-game name, Sniper Goose Asshole. Why should you be allowed on the server? Because I'm Sniper Goose Asshole and I smell like gold, lol. Love Sniper Goo, tongue face. And then even Swifty submitted an app.
What?
Swifty submitted an app and he, under Did You Donate, he goes, yes, a million!
He was probably trying to test it.
And he's like, because, why should you be allowed to run on the server? And he goes, because it wouldn't run without me, baby. These assholes.
Asshole.
Yeah, I am.
True, though.
Deny his application.
Accept me, Dwight!
Send him an
email. I just deleted all of those.
Send him an email that he didn't get accepted.
That goes to my work email.
I'm sorry that your application did not meet up to the standards of Mongoose Country, and we are terminating your Minecraft.net account. You'll have to buy a new one.
I paid an extra $10 for that. Come on, Dwight.
Nope.
Because I need you can't submit an application without a real name, right? It checks?
Without a real in-game name?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't check. It's just that if you fuck it up...
Account, nothing?
Huh?
So I bought that account for nothing, is what you're telling me.
Yes. Well, I mean, you'll have it for future uses.
You fucking kidding me?
I'm sure you could sell it.
Yeah, you want to do that?
Yeah,
oh no. Betsy's email just sent me some spam. Tisk tisk, Betsy.
Oh, Betsy.
Betsy, huh? Yeah. Remember Betsy? She's
around. Yeah, I haven't talked to her in ages. Where's she been?
Well, that's Bessie, my bad.
Bessie's a cow.
Not the cow.
That was my cagada rest.
Although people, like, when you guys were doing the whole Bessie thing, everybody called her Betsy.
Yeah, yeah, they did not understand.
There's but, no tea.
All right, so applications are... I just cleared out the form. Dole, it's the same one as before.
Okay. So,
I'm just clearing
I think
it
I might have
out.
Lost it. No, no, no.
No, it's in your Google Drive.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Ryan, did you really want to read applications? I mean, the way we do it, we don't send a specific amount. You just have access to all of them, and then you can pick and choose, and then you have to format it to show that this application has been read.
No, that's too much work.
Okay.
All right, next time, I have to be prepared.
All right.
You have to be prepared? Okay, all right, whatever.
Prepare right now.
I have a very busy week. I'm going to be like a banker, a manager, and a teller next week, so I'll be pretty busy.
Alex used to help out.
Yeah.
I think running once a for a little bit.
It was like in the very beginning.
Not anymore.
Shit, man, you remember the server back in the beginning? Fucking Martini.
I remember when we first started playing Minecraft.
Dude, Martini. Yeah, me too, back like in Alpha.
Yeah.
Martini fucking always letting his dogs out at night.
Yeah, 10 p.m. every night. Be right back, letting the dogs out.
Yeah, be right back, my dog's out. Because, you know, we had to let each other know that we were leaving because there were only like 5 of us on the server.
Oh, yeah.
Freaking... Martin's a good guy. He doesn't play often anymore. He popped on not too long ago, and I talked to him for a
really?
Bit. And yeah, and because he, you know, he's an older guy.
Yeah, I was thinking about him the other day. Like, I got up while Alex and I were playing, and I let my dogs out. Like, because I had the doggy door on for some reason, I had to go let him out, and I thought about it. And I laughed to myself.
His daughter is a fan of mine. Like, he watches my videos with her and stuff like that. And
it's weird.
So yeah, whatever. You know, the family.
Oh, it's
thing.
Cool. It's cool. It's very cool.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, I don't play very much anymore, but, you know, my daughter wants to play on Mongoose Country. Is there a way that I can get her onto the whitelist or whatever? And I was like, absolutely.
Yeah,
so
right.
she's on the server. Her name
That's
is
dope.
Charisma Jade. It's a good little girl.
It's like a daughter of a...
How old is she?
Like I'm not sure, but I assume
like
somewhere around 10.
That's the word.
Yeah, kind of.
Like she kind of got into
legacy.
She got legacy. She got into the school from legacy. Exactly. This
via legacy.
She's gonna be in the frat or fraternity. What do you call them? Sorority. There we go.
Sorority for women. Yeah.
The sub-fraternity. The sub-fraternity.
A sub-fraternity. It's co-ed.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a dorm room.
You know.
Okay, so I'm going to actually tweet out.
Right
link.
Now.
Yeah.
Hear that podcast?
Yeah,
history being
podcast?
Made right now.
Not so much history.
Pretty sure it's history being made.
Not if I delete it.
It will be.
I mean, it's the first round after the 2 year. That's,
fucking 2 years.
Mm-hmm. First apps for season 8.
Shit, dude. I remember... remember when I had my little loft and I was trying to get internet up there and I had like 2 routers going and I kept disconnecting every 5 seconds? Finally convinced Sarah to let me take over the big TV and now the computer runs our lives.
Good.
That's all it wants.
Yeah, dude, the computer is the center of entertainment in this house.
And now you are on your knees screaming, Google, save us!
If only, dude, if only my internet was faster.
It's just my damn range that's the problem.
You're using... I'm hard lagged in.
Yeah, I am not.
I know.
I have a family.
It sucks.
So what?
Dwight, you had a family, and so you got your own plan. That's why.
I'm basically my own country.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, Sarah goes to bed at like 9, and then the internet's all mine. Once I have children too, I will make sure all their Wi-Fi or take their cell phones away so they can't use the Wi-Fi.
Just lot of stuff has parental locks to where it'll shut off their internet use. You could do that.
I will do that. Well, you know what? I don't think that makes me a bad dad, taking away cell phones.
No, it doesn't. I mean, how long is this? This is going to be in a while, you know?
When Sarah and I were in high school, I used to have limited texting. I know, weird, right? And
I remember that. Because Sarah had, like, what? Oh, well, finish your story.
I sent her 30,000 texts in a month, and
that's
it cost my parents ridiculous. And I didn't have texting for 2 years. Until I graduated high school, I couldn't text a single person.
Just for that?
It cost them like $900.
Yeah, that's insane.
That is insane.
Sarah also got in a considerable amount of trouble because, I mean, she responded with about the same amount of texts. But I think
and the text that the person sent you counted as some of your texts, didn't it?
I hated that.
Not on Verizon.
That's how it was for me.
It was only for sent texts to another carrier.
Oh, okay.
I didn't pay for received texts.
Okay.
I could still receive texts on my phone after they canceled my texting.
Oh.
But I didn't respond. I'd have to call or email. I'd get on my computer if I was at home and I'd email them a text.
That works, I guess.
Yeah, you could on Verizon and text for free on the internet.
Hmm. Well,
man,
what should we talk about?
I know what we can talk about.
Quiet night without Terry.
It hasn't been that quiet. I think we've been pretty rambunctious.
Think that we all should just be quiet for about 47 minutes.
Silent reading time.
Okay.
Silent reading time. Yeah.
So, fantastic. Actually, we can talk. I got something we can talk about. More news on SimCity. It's lovely to watch this game develop over the last few weeks.
Not derail.
Derail is a good term to use. Basically,
I think it ever started on track though, Alec. Came around.
They're a bus on a train track.
It's like us playing Grand Theft Auto. It's in all kind of places it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Go on.
Some guy has officially hacked SimCity. He found a way of enabling debug mode, so it runs completely offline, or it has the ability to run completely offline. It's still partial online to allow like the in-game chat for like your messenger and crap like that, syncing achievements and some other crap like that. But he also made it to where you can actually make the highways and edit the highways outside the borders of your town. So you can like bring in extra highways and stuff like that into your town. But
it's pretty.
It's because SimCity, the way it's built is that it now has a 20-minute offline timer. So if you're disconnected from the SimCity servers for more than 20 minutes, it'll boot you off so it can, once you reconnect, it can sync your city again. And for things like that to work, you need to actually have offline saving built into your game, because that's how syncing to the cloud works. Because if you lose connection, it'll enable local saving to when the next time you connect to their servers, it uploads the whole thing, and then you just start syncing with the cloud again. And if you enable debug mode, it gets rid of that timer, and you can play offline, and it only enables local saving, obviously, because you're in offline. And the guy has nothing but good things to say about it. Some stuff is sort of, I guess, disabled. When I was reading through it, I didn't see or read anything major. But I only kind of gave it a once through because it was pretty long. It's very interesting. The guy is not posting tutorials anywhere about anything. Because, you know, obviously he doesn't want EA down its throat. But he had... he has a post on the EA forums about it. Plus that he posted.
Yeah, that's what I showed did that here. Video Machinima covered it too.
That's where I originally found it.
Yeah, that's
that.
Pretty big.
I'm trying to find it. But yeah, it's pretty pretty intense that's already been it's hacked now and whatever. But you can go on Reddit and find the tutorials and stuff like that. In fact, this is it right here. Apparently, you just download this little package thing and put it in your SimCity, and it just enables it. Apparently, that's the whole thing. But adds an unlimited offline timer, JavaScript debug, console developer editor. And I guess it's being updated a lot, I guess. I'm not sure.
Interesting.
But yeah, there's an article here on Reddit. It says, Modder runs SimCity offline. Maxis remains silent. And I thought that was pretty funny. Just SimCity, the people over at Maxis are just like, shut the fuck up. People are actually happy for once.
Right.
You know? People are playing the game.
Yeah, I feel like that's... should be important. I don't know
here's,
what they were doing.
Here's the actual guy that did it.
Oh, seriously?
It's a video of him doing stuff. Holy shit, they got rid of the forum post already. I just went to the forums to look at it, but thankfully...
No.
He knew it was going to be taken down, so he went to...
Yeah.
He copy-pasted his whole thread that he just posted on there to pasty.org. That way, they can't take it down, so that's all the info that was there.
Good old pasty.
Pretty nuts. All these links will be in the link bucket, but you could just search it. It's like one of the top posts on Reddit/SimCity, the subreddit. So it's really easy to find, because it's fucking blown up. This video had 160,000 views when I checked like an hour and a half ago. It has 220 now.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm just watching the video, watching the guy make lines and stuff.
Yeah, he's not actually doing anything productive in the video. You know, he's just showing you that
it's
you can...
It's just showing that it works.
Yeah, that you can do it outside the boundaries and go
There's
nothing.
So many different colored lines and shit. I'm like, what am I watching?
Crazy.
Is it a road or is it a graph?
Yes.
Yes to both things, Alex.
That's how Utah is.
Like graphs?
Yeah, it's all perfect graphs. It's so easy to find your way in Utah, it's disgusting.
Makes me want to throw up.
I hated it at first, I really did. Because it was so boring to drive everywhere.
Why? Because it was so easy?
100 north again. There it is.
Yes, look, it's 100 north. Exit 200 north. Exit 400 north. Awful.
Look at that. We already got four.
We already got some. That's cool.
Sometimes just watching footage like this of the game scares me and I never want to play it. Because I'd be like, I don't know what I'm doing. What do these buttons mean?
No, I think the first like three towns you make in this SimCity, you're just going to fuck up royally. So you just go crazy with it, you know?
You're just like, I'm plumbing.
All the pollution.
So bad.
I want to, you know what, my biggest thing that I want to do, once their servers are kind of, you know, working good, and if all of us do end up getting it, we got to make our own country, right?
Yes. Yeah,
I want to be Trash City. Because you can export stuff to, like, other towns around you and stuff.
I'm just going to export your trash? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm just saying is, like, everybody should send their trash to me, and my town's just going to be a bunch of fucking dumps everywhere.
Junkyard.
And the pollution's going to be awful. But all you guys' towns are going to be awesome. You just send
your
fucking...
And then
you can
fucking... have, like, one giant mansion on a hill far away.
The mayor's house is going to be on a super tall hill.
As it should be.
Yeah.
As you laugh maniacally at the peasants.
You cannot drive there. You must ride donkeys.
I wouldn't be able to see my town because of all the pollution.
Ah, I see your fog.
But yeah, no, I think that'd be pretty cool. Like, if if we get SimCity 5, we have to do it that way. We have to have a Team Mongoose country.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Each of us have a plot and everything.
Mm-hmm.
One of us can go industry. The other people can go commercial, I think, is the other one.
I want to do tourism.
There's casinos? You want to be the casino town?
Hell oh, yeah.
Crime rate's going to be so high.
There was a post on a guy on the forum, or forums, on Reddit. This guy that had 22,000 criminals in his town with zero crime.
That doesn't make any sense.
How are they criminals?
Like, yeah, they're, like, what did they do wrong?
I don't know.
They didn't commit crimes, apparently.
Yeah, like, what kind of qualifications were these people that had the qualifications to call them criminals?
What do you do for work? Yeah, I'm a criminal. It's like, oh, okay, well, what are you working on? Well, I'm between jobs right now.
Criminal business isn't easy.
But yeah, pretty crazy.
Pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yep.
Yeah, but once their servers get all fixed, once everything settles, I think.
Apparently things are a lot better since last weekend when they added a bunch of new servers.
But there's still that 20-minute timer, isn't there?
That timer is only during heavy times of the day, I guess.
I mean, because there were people who were saying that they could play offline in those like 20 minutes or whatever it is, but then all their progress from that time would be wiped.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Which.
Which sucks. Like,
it's like it could have been a fix to the problem, at least a temporary one, but it just made things worse.
Ryan, I want you to look at that album that I just posted right there. And I want you to... You're going to have to click on the pictures to read what it's saying. But this guy... There's a huge commute outside the city, right? And this guy, he clicked on this one dude that's stuck in traffic. And I just want you to read his story to us.
I can't really... Hold on, I got to click a little... Oh, you have to zoom in.
Yeah, you got to click the picture and it zooms in.
Going to work, shifts begin soon. Coming from Pleasant Hill... Or Pleasantwood Hills.
Look how far the traffic is, by the way. All the way up the street.
Jesus.
Is that Guff?
His name is Garrett Holden.
Guff going home.
He said quit.
He said quit going home.
Oh, quit. Quit going home. Still in fucking traffic.
Barely move forward.
It said it again. Quit going home.
He's still going home.
Quit going home. Quit going home. Where'd he go?
He went home.
What, it was really weird, like in another state.
Yeah, it's basically what happened is that he was stuck on the right side of the freeway the whole time, all the way up until the end where he could turn around, and then he turned around and went all the way home.
Oh,
that is intense traffic in that city, man. Apparently, like the biggest problem in this one is all the traffic.
That's awesome.
Didn't they? I feel like when they first like when they first announced that it was coming out, weren't they like really marketing it as like for the environment? Like,
yeah, it was really about how to.
It sounded
that.
Really boring.
Traffic is never boring.
Yeah, suddenly, everybody forgets that happened.
Oh, here's the picture of the criminals.
They had like that whole conference for that and everything, didn't they?
The title of the picture. Is 2,200 criminals, no crime, two heroic police cars keep the city safe.
What in the world?
Yeah.
Don't commit crap. Well, look at the cop down there. Looks like a fucking sergeant. Fucking general. Got 5 stars on his shoulders and shit. Don't commit any crap. I'll expand the size of your asshole with my penis.
Crazy shit. I want that game so bad. I want it to work, and I want it.
Yeah. I'd like it to work.
I don't know. I really want to play it, but I don't want to buy it right now.
No, not at all. You don't know what's going to happen to it, you know? Kind of unstable.
They should offer a discount right now.
Yeah.
That's true. That would bring a lot of people in that, like...
Yes, let's slow the service down more.
That's true.
Offer a discount.
Who cares, Dwight?
Oh, and then when DLC comes out, that's going to be fun.
Very fun.
Yay, DLC.
Yeah, this subreddit for SimCity, though, is actually pretty interesting to read what people are actually talking and complaining about, that aside from, like, the servers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, actual gameplay things. Apparently fire trucks are dumb.
just dumb.
They're just dumb. Yeah.
That's not good. You don't want dumb fire trucks.
Yeah, there was a thing on here where someone said they were recording their fire truck, like, trying to put out a fire, but it was at the end of a street.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a corner, like a 90-degree corner. And the fire truck would go all the way down, and then it would just loop around. It would just turn around and go back the way it came. And it would just do that repetitively, like, over and over, while the house was still on fire and everything. And then the fire truck guy was saying, he's like, responses are too slow, or something like that. Oh, here it is. It's pretty funny. It's 30 seconds of this fire truck, and it looks like cheetah speed, I'm not sure. Of just going back and forth down this road, and it says, fire service is slow. Just over and over.
It's right there, it's so close!
We can't find the address, we don't know where it's at.
I like the end of the video. Just wait.
Is it because there's like nowhere to park in front of that house?
I don't know. I mean, they just stop. It could be because it's on the intersection.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Weird shit.
So yeah, pretty nuts. Anyways, off of SimCity, what else do you guys got to talk about?
Nothing.
Alex, have you contributed anything?
Talk about Battlefield, Alex.
Yeah, you've been playing a lot of Battlefield.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow. What the fuck is this? All of you played it too, except for Dull.
Yeah, but we want you to contribute.
I haven't played it, Alex.
Why?
Yeah, potato orgy.
Why? That is my only question, is why haven't you?
Yeah, that is a good, valid question he has there, Dwight. Why?
Because I'm not going to play by myself, and every time you guys are playing, I'm busy.
You want to play right after this podcast?
No, I'm playing Path of Exile with Rairai.
Okay, oh.
Well, don't say we never invite you.
With him too,
I didn't say that! I don't need an invitation.
That's not what he said at all.
I like it.
I love it. That was really good talking about it. So anyway, so in Battlefield now, there are these fucking dirt bikes.
Best
that
are
just
yet.
Incredibly...
Which is like the point so far.
What?
The main selling point of the game was the dirt bikes.
Oh my god, dude. So you can just switch, like, you can be driving and switch to the back seat, and it will still coast. Like, just keep going at almost full speed, and you're just driving alone. And there's an achievement from killing somebody from the back seat. And so the first game we played, I drove by this guy on the side of the road, switched to the back seat, and shot him in the face with my shotgun, and got the achievement. Switched back to the front seat, and drove away. It's incredible, Dwight. You have to play.
I know. That was really, like, my only motivation to even be excited about the new DLC, because I don't care about air superiority. And
air superiority is fun, and I can't fly, but I've gotten a considerable amount
better. I'm sure it's fun. It doesn't entice me, but the dirt bike part, I'm all for it.
Oh, my God, dude.
Air superiority, in all honesty, air superiority is just a very small part of the DLC.
It really is. It's something. It captured. Oh, capture the flag!
Oh, I'm glad they added that.
Is it fun?
We've gotten into some shit looking for that plaque.
It was like an action movie, I swear to God.
Oh, yeah, so Alex is on the back of the dirt bike with the flag, and we pull up to our base, and the enemy has our flag, so we can't return it. So we pull up to the base, and there is an enemy tank, an enemy
I like all of those.
Hummer. Three dirt bikes with like two guys on it. We're like, what the fuck? And so we start turning around and we're getting like shot at by the tank and I'm zigzagging. Both of us are like, our screens are like bloody and gray. And we're driving down this road and I'm zigzagging, getting shot at. There's other enemy dirt bikes like coming zigzagging across us and I jump off a cliff. God, Alex, that was crazy. And then finally,
I turned around. I'm trying to shoot behind Ryan. And like, Ryan, get us out of here.
And all of a sudden, there's a little bird that I'm trying to dodge, like, in the air. And I was pretty successful. We survived for a couple minutes, like, running around on that dirt bike.
Meanwhile, all I see is the flag symbol that they're holding off in the distance, like, going crazy.
Yeah, just, like, zigzagging, sliding across the. I, like, jumped. And then when we stole it, even, I, like, busted into the middle of their base. Alex jumped off and grabbed it, and I jumped over a river. Like, Alex, or Dwight, you have to play. Like, oh, my God. So much fun.
No, I plan to.
I haven't had that much fun. But the last DLC didn't really appeal to me.
Which one was the last one? Is that Ending? All
tank Superiority?
Aftermath. No, yeah, Tank Superiority was Armored Kill.
Oh, yeah. What was the Aftermath? Oh, Aftermath was the one with like the little maps, right?
Yeah, with the earthquakes and shit like that.
Okay, yeah. I like that with the close quarters. Yeah, I like close quarters.
No, not close quarters.
Close quarters was the small maps. The last
two then didn't do anything for me because I don't remember either one.
Aftermath had like Scavenger.
I didn't like Scavenger.
Yeah, I like Scavenger. Scavenger was fun. Yeah, I didn't do much
before
for
that.
Me,
was just Armored Kill with the big ass maps.
Yeah, I didn't like the big ass maps. I just felt like I was always running, and then I would get there and everybody was dead, and I was like, God damn it!
That and just you get all these snipers up on the hill.
Yeah, snipers everywhere.
Well, in this one, you have mines everywhere.
It's only in Capture the Flag.
Yeah, it's only in Capture the Flag, and it's...
Yeah. How are you guys enjoying Capture the Flag now, though?
Loving it.
It flows really well with the maps, and it's so much fun.
Interesting.
Yeah, because you can't return it without the flag being there, which is cool. Like, I love that feature. And so you're hunting down the other person while... And sometimes the flag carrier is just, like, sick of it, and will go try to track down this person themselves. And you're just like, why are you bringing them the flag? But
or you have someone crazy like Tyler who's piloting an attack helicopter trying to land it so I can grab the flag, you psycho.
It's not my fault. The freaking flagpole impaled the helicopter and it just like immediately exploded. There was no like damage, no like flying off to the side. It was just
It's incredible.
It's an Air Superiority where you get pissed. That is the mode that you should... It's every Heat Seeker Fest.
Oh, it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all the new people, all the people that don't fly jets like me that are...
Like me, you know. I have to use Heat Seekers all the time because that's all I have. I mean, I've unlocked a lot of shit, though, Dwight. Like, it's good because you can actually just go capture points, and so you unlock
How
shit
How do you
back.
Capture points in a jet?
You just do a loop-de-loop around the thing, and it's usually that's all you need.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're really quick points.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to play with the right people. But you don't
know
anyone
else.
That's
just how. Yeah, that's how Battlefield is. Everybody that I've talked to that likes like first-person shooters and stuff like that, and has played Battlefield 3 but doesn't like it, are
Plays
people
alone.
That yeah they play alone. You know.
Or they're my brother and they're just terrible.
I'm bad and I love it, so...
Sean returned it. He got so frustrated. He hates that game.
What?
Yeah. But no, like, I encourage anybody who is still curious about Battlefield 3 and hasn't, you know, bought it or played it yet or whatever, rent it and find a group
no,
of people.
No, you can't rent it because you got to pay $10.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you got to pay $10.
Buy it. Just buy it. Oh, you still got to pay $10.
Well, if you buy it new, you won't.
Premium.
Buy it new.
If you buy the premium edition, it's the same as the original game was, and you get all the DLC for free.
Does premium include online play, though, too?
Yeah, like the new, if you buy a new game. Yeah. I bought it for my brother for Christmas. It was $60 for, well, I got it on Black Friday, so it was a lot cheaper than that. It was like $35, but it was the same I paid for my game, only he got premium for free, all the DLC, and online included.
Interesting. But yeah, it's a good game. It's just, if you don't have any friends to play with, then it's probably not a game for you.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't have any friends, you know.
I don't know too many people that play by themselves and still have a good time.
Except for George.
And Terry.
Yeah, but Terry wrecks shit in that game, so, you know, if you're really good at the game, after you play the game, and if you're good at it, then yeah, you'll have fun.
I liked playing close quarters alone. Like, that was okay with me, but anything else, no. I need Eagle Fist in the air. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, just me.
That's it. Need I say more?
I guess not. But yeah, it is fun, and it's probably my favorite one to come out so far.
Yeah, me too, without a doubt.
It's the last one, yeah.
Yeah, now we're gonna get Battlefield 4 information.
Right.
Yeah, because there's still a premium video that hasn't come out for March, and everybody thinks it's gonna be Battlefield 4's trailer.
They're like, just kidding, it's a whole new set of DLC you gotta pay $50 for.
Premium 2.
I think I'd return my game.
If there's a
I would too, gold.
I hope that premium gets Battlefield 4 beta.
I don't think they do. Be... They usually give beta to people that buy like the next EA game or whatever.
Didn't Medal of Honor have that shit?
Yeah, Medal of Honor had it.
Yeah. But still, I don't know. That would be...
It would be nice, but it's probably not going to happen. It's fucking EA.
Yeah, right?
True. Makers of SimCity.
Not so much make.
They didn't make the game.
Okay, yeah. Never mind. Just that wasn't the point. Come on.
We get what you're saying, but you're wrong.
I don't.
Well,
apparently Dwight's...
Whose fault is that?
Yours?
Yeah, yours.
And who else's fault would it be, doll?
So you guys are being very entertaining right now. When the conversation dies, it just dies.
Hey, man, I tried to talk about Battlefield, okay?
I know. We talked about Battlefield.
We talked about Halo. I love Halo.
So any Have you been playing Halo?
It at all lately?
Yeah, we play the shit out of it, dude. We played Monday night, and I got this fucking awesome assassination that I, like, rocketed up a man cannon over a hill and landed on some guy's head and snapped his neck. I'm going to put it out on YouTube soon.
Did he survive?
Did I survive?
Yes.
Yes, I survived.
Did you use the paradrop thing for the tank yet, Ryan?
Not yet, because when we were waiting
for
it...
Oh my god, it is so badass.
Yeah, it is. I saw somebody else rolling out like while I was on the dead cam.
Dude, just being in the tank as it happens is...
But you have paradrop. Right?
I have paradrop. Yeah, I told you to do it, remember?
Right, okay. But when you do it in the tank, you're sitting in the tank like, you know, you normally would. But you see the hatch open. And then you see the parachute fly out of the tank, and then it flaps open, and it just rips the tank out of the fucking plane.
Right. Crazy, dude. Crazy. I need to do it. I haven't done it yet.
When I first did it, I started screaming when I ripped the tank out of the
jet. I remember, I was there. I was with you.
And then I was there when Greg did it for the first time.
He freaked out.
He started screaming, and then he started singing the A-Team song.
You would. Fucking would. Oh my god.
Oh, it was so badass. They really did good with that.
Yeah. They really changed the paradrop. Because you could paradrop in the last one.
Yeah, yeah, you could jump out of the AC-130.
Yeah,
yeah, but you don't. But now, like, the hatch drops, and you stand there until you're ready to jump out, Dwight.
Yeah, that's.
Then you just have a bunch of people waiting. 3, 2, 1.
Did they patch the AC-130 to do the same?
I don't know. I haven't played
it. I don't think so.
That'd be sick, though.
It would be nice, because that's how they work. You don't just pop out of the plane next to it, and the plane flies by, and you're like, oh, okay, I get, okay. Well.
Come straight out of the engine.
Cool, you can have four people standing there waiting, and then you can jump whenever you want.
And all of them jump just all four. Yeah, just see parachutes. It looks so sick. I want to play after this. Too bad it's too late for Alex to play.
Yeah. I'll play.
Okay. Man. Cancel your other engagements, Dwight. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll play tomorrow.
I may play tomorrow.
I'll probably play tomorrow night. Well, I need to film Super Mario 64, actually.
But. I won't be here tomorrow night. I did release a new series today, which I'm pretty happy and excited about.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Saw that.
Alex sent me Conker's Bad Fur Day on the 64, and Terry, I didn't know that Terry had never played it either. Like, I went into it assuming that I was only going to be the one playing. Terry was just going to be there to, you know, be funny. But no, Terry hasn't ever played it either, so...
I thought he said he did, though.
I don't know. I think he knew of it or something like that. He led us to believe that he did play it without saying it, but I don't think on purpose, you know?
I guess.
Whatever, you know. I just assume Terry's played all these fucking old games, because you guys, every time I'm like, oh yeah, I haven't played that, you're both like, what? why didn't you play it? And so, pretty excited about it. The game is the only mature game, right, for the 64 that came out?
Yes. I don't know if Doom 64
Nukem 64 was that mature.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you went into like a porno room.
Yeah, yeah. So what?
What's this one?
I don't see anything wrong with that.
But yeah, no, it's pretty intense. A lot of cursing, a lot of swearing. Nowadays, like M-rated games and stuff like that are just, they're M-rated because of violence and crap like that. There's not a whole lot of violence in this game because it's obviously very cutesy, so they work around that by getting... They grab that M-rated rating because almost every character curses.
Oh, yeah.
Or talks about something, and then... I only have episode one out, so I don't want to talk about things that we do in the other episodes, but we got 7 episodes ready to roll.
Awesome.
Oh, nice.
Wait.
So, I think it might be a bi-weekly thing. I think I might do it Sunday and Thursdays. So, be on the lookout for that, if you guys like it, you know. For those of you who actually like these other games aside from Minecraft and stuff, I do appreciate you showing some sort of love, whether it be through a like or just a comment or whatever, because if these, you know, I don't want to be doing a series and it just look like it's dead, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather just put my efforts towards doing more stuff that people would like.
So, Ryan, how many more videos do you have of yours?
My last video will be out before this podcast.
Okay.
So tomorrow.
Yeah, so tomorrow. My last. So, I have one left.
Cool. What? Right. How do you like the game? Like, you personally, so far?
I don't. I can see enjoyment in it. I'm having a decent time with it. But I think that there's too much hype behind the game. From back in the day, that's clouding people's judgments, I think, from the game. It's like when you let nostalgia, you know, dictate your opinions on things.
Yeah.
Coming in from, you know, this generation to play this game, it doesn't hold up, obviously, but it's interesting. The voice acting is fucking the worst I've ever fucking heard in the world. I'd much rather have them do what Banjo did.
Worse.
I want to see if they did it how Banjo did it, it would have been great. Or it's just like, blah, 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 you know? It would have been great. But no, they fucking... Terry and I come up with a scenario that they woke these people up at 5 in the morning with a foghorn, and they're super fucking tired because they went to bed at like 2 or 3 in the morning because they were all drinking, writing this storyline, right? Uh-huh. They wake them up, And then they're like, all right, here's all your lines. Do them all within this next hour. You know? And then you could go back to sleep. Because there's no enthusiasm. There's one character that has shown enthusiasm, and he's just really awkward character. But Conker's... He talks like this. And he says this one line. He's in here. And that's what he sounds like. And it's just...
Did you talk to those metal box people yet?
The metal box? Yes.
Gotta get this fat bitch off of me.
Yeah, that was the B segment I was telling you about.
I don't even remember.
It's awful. And I'm gonna give everybody a fair warning now that the N64 draw distance is notoriously bad. And Terry didn't think so. Like, naturally, he just kind of went into it thinking that since he could see, like, the back wall of, like, the world, that he would be able to see any entities out to that distance, you know? But entity draw distance and backdrop draw distance is completely different. And at one point I told him, I was like, well, just go a bit further down, go around. And he goes, no, I can't. Oh. And then they were there. So when that episode comes back, just, you know, if you're having a hard time, just feel free to skip forward a little bit. Because it's going to be painful to watch. But yeah, the draw distance is... You gotta be like 2 feet next to those things to see it, for it to start drawing them up.
It was still pretty painful to watch, just because I've played through the game before and I'm trying to, like, no, yeah, you have to go here. No, stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. We almost thought about, like, I think we might actually start live streaming it. Just because if we do get caught, like, something super bad like that, we can, you know, talk to the audience type of deal. But.
Fucking Blue's Clues, but with Conker.
Where are the bees?
We're looking for Blue's Clues. We're looking for Blue's Clues. Is that a song? Something like that.
No.
Yeah.
Which way did he go?
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Where's the map?
I watch Blue's all the time.
Yeah. I just... The tune didn't hit me right then. That's all. I got it.
But no, it is... It starts off really hard to like it. But I am warming up to it, mainly because you get numb to the type of game it is. And you kind of just let it be what it is. And it's not so bad. We almost instantly renamed Conkers to Cobbler.
Have you died yet?
Yes.
Okay, so you saw what
happened. That's awful! What is that? This is stupid. It's fun. Okay, you guys are just going to have to wait to watch this. It's fucking... It is so stupid.
I want to know now.
Yeah, no, it's just wait, and it's the stupidest fucking mechanic. There's a lot of things I do want to say about it. I'll talk to you, Alex, about it afterwards, but it's going to be interesting. But Terry and I think after we're done with Conkers, we're going to have sort of like a retro day where I'm just going to, like, once a week or something like that, I'll have Vegeta over and... Terry and, I don't know, probably a random fourth person every now and then, whoever's in town or available at the time. And we're going to play retro games. For the 64, obviously, right now, I still don't have a Super Nintendo. And I'm talking to Greg about it, and he has one, and apparently it works, but he never really got back to me on it. But once we get a Super Nintendo, then, you know, we'll do Super Nintendo stuff, too.
Cool.
I don't know. I'm excited. It's going to be probably just a weekly thing, you know, if that, or bi-weekly, depends on how often I could find time to do it. But Vegeta and Terry were playing Bust a Move on the 64 for like 2 hours. They were having the time of their life. So I was just like, you know what?
I love Bust a Move.
Why don't we just do stuff like this? We'll choose a random game or something and we'll just play it. And it'll be kind of like a Team LP. That's how it'll be edited. Probably not as much text on the screen and stuff, because that's the part that takes the longest. Because I can cut up one of those episodes real quick. It's just going through and adding in the text and stuff. That's the bitch. So, I don't know. I'd be excited to do it, mainly because there's a lot of games I haven't played. Bagels sent us Mario Party 2, so we're going to be doing a video on that. Might wait until April to do that. I know it's a long ways away, but Spencer will be in town then. So I'd rather have four people that are actually in Team Mongoose, you know? Terry, Baguetta, yeah. Spencer, and I.
And I'll be there in May.
Yep, and Spencer's coming back in May to hang out with you. And Sam's going to be back in America.
Is he for sure?
Yeah, yeah. He's come 14th, I believe, of May. So,
that's cool.
A lot of things planned for once he comes back and Ryan comes to visit and Spencer comes back.
I might live there by then, for all we know.
That would be intense. That would actually be very intense.
There's a very high possibility. I'll talk about it after.
Yeah, yeah. I got something I want to talk to you about, too, about that. Friend of a friend contacted me. He's like, hey, when's Fisher coming back?
Weird.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh.
It won't make a friend of a friend.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, well, anyway. Alex, when are you moving to California?
Let's see, today's Thursday, so not anytime soon.
Aw.
Boring. I feel like, Ryan, once you get back, I need to talk to you about getting a job at a bank or some shit, man.
That's
just
fair.
Walk in. Here's my reference. Talk to
is
him.
He allowed to use you as a reference?
Of course.
We're basically married.
Mm.
As far as the California state is.
Mm.
I did not
Ryan
agree.
Hasn't signed the papers yet, but yeah, that's just a formality.
Yes, yeah,
I'm pretty
yes,
sure we're not
course.
Married.
Well,
I don't know much.
Pretty sure wrong.
I'm pretty sure I'm not. But anyway... moving on.
So let's review this whole YouTube thing, you know. Some shameless self-promotion here.
We've already done a lot of shameless self-promotion here. I'm starting to feel like E3.
Time.
Oh.
Starting to feel like E3?
I didn't mean E3. EA, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Now, Tyler, you've been playing Link to the Past, which I'm a little jealous of because that's my favorite Link. Or Zelda,
is it?
Rather. Yeah.
I really like it. It's not
you really haven't played the other ones, though.
Yeah, that's the thing, though.
So,
but
I feel like it's a little too early for you to be saying things like
I don't
that.
Think it's too early for me to say that at all.
Look, I've played the other ones, and I think that's my favorite, too. So,
if you played it, then okay. But Dwight, I don't think so. I feel like he would really enjoy Wind Waker.
Wind Waker made me pretty angry.
Yeah, but it made everybody else happy. So,
Ryan, did you get my copy of Wind Waker when you got my GameCube?
I did.
You did. Okay,
I'll probably play it again.
I was wondering. I could not find it. I did not know where it went.
Yeah, you gave it to me. It was part of the deal.
That's what I thought, but I just want to clarify.
It was part of the deal.
But anyway, yeah, I've got four videos out of Link to the Past. And I think I got two more just waiting to be uploaded.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
I know, right? In case you guys were wondering.
Yeah, now that you're putting out videos regularly, what is your YouTube so people know?
It is The Bert I Am.
The Bert I Am. So youtube.com.
/users. Let's see. The Bert I Am. Copy.
It looks like they're Bertatum.
Yeah, that's why I had to capitalize all the beginning ones. Believe it or not, it would not let me say I am the Bert.
So somebody else already has it?
Or Tybert, yeah.
And
not that hard
to
believe.
As of right now... You're on the website. So if you guys are too lazy, just go to team-mongoose.com, and on the left, you'll see Tybert's channel.
All right.
You okay, Alex?
What? That wasn't me.
Oh.
That was me. But are you okay, Alex?
Alex, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks, so guys. But yeah.
How's that thing of yours? Is it better?
Wait,
that
the rash or the bump?
Yeah.
didn't want to bring it up in case you didn't want to talk about the other one.
That was pretty rude.
Yeah, Dole.
Fucking seems Dole. Reasonable.
Dole can never keep her goddamn mouth shut.
Tyler said it too.
Prove
did
it
not.
I didn't hear him. Did you guys hear him?
No, I didn't hear Tyler. Tyler wouldn't say something so offensive.
Tyler's not even on the podcast.
Who's Tyler?
I don't know.
Damn it. Foiled again.
Ha.
So, you guys kind of want to hear what I've been doing here for a minute now? I went back to playing Warcraft because I'm obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
And
Warcraft 3. You should be specific.
Warcraft 3, not World of Warcraft. And I've been playing allied games with, like, computer allies.
Mm-hmm.
And we defeated our enemy.
Good.
So now I'm destroying everything that my ally loves.
I didn't know you can attack your allies.
How kind of you.
Of course you can attack. There's always a way. It used to be control.
What, you have to hold control?
You had to hold control and then click on it, but now you just press attack on whatever you want to attack. Like, you actually have to manually go, and you just can't click on it. Does that make sense?
No, I get it.
So yeah, that's my mission, to destroy my own ally. I think that makes me a bad person, because I do.
It depends on the situation and the circumstances.
They're night elves.
I played as a night elf.
Yeah, the night elves, I think, are the coolest ones in the Alliance.
You can move
their buildings. That's awesome.
Humans can help, like, build. Like, they're not limited to one peasant building at a time.
That is a very big advantage.
I can build things so fast. I mean, it does charge you for every... it's like repairing a building. Like, when you're using extra people. Does that make sense?
No.
Like, it charges you extra to build it faster.
Mm.
I mean, it's fair.
I get you. So, how much of Tropico have you played, Ryan?
Not much. I was playing it really late at night. I like it so far. I got to read more into the tutorial. I really just kind of jumped into it, and that was a...
Yeah, that's a mistake. That's not a game that you can just jump into.
Yeah, well, I thought I could, but...
I thought the same, but then I even did the tutorial, and like I just felt, I don't understand what's going on. So, but Terry, he played it when he was over a few days ago. I told him, I was like, here, try it out, you know, play for a while. And he played the tutorial, and then he, like, started his own town, or he did, like, a sandbox version thing, and he played for, like, 2.5-3 hours, and then he ended up buying the game. So there is a fun game in there.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I had fun already. I mean, it's just a matter of getting it down.
Yeah, it's just that this game is more about politics, it seems, than it is about actually, like, running the city, because you gotta, like, keep relations with the superpowers and stuff like that, and have embassies and all that stuff. So I assume that you probably like really like it once you get into it,
right?
You know,
yeah. I just gotta get into it. That's all.
But yeah. Anno 2070 right now is on sale. Ubisoft doing a big old sale on Steam. Another good RTS game that I obviously endorse
Ubisoft,
a lot.
Ubisoft twisting that knife at SimCity.
Yeah, it's rough, Dwight.
I feel like, I want to play Anno because it's so pretty and like, but I'm just going to be so bad at it.
The thing with Anno is that it could be as difficult as you want it. Like, you can have a whole town just of Tech 1 people and just, you know, play the game that way if you want. It's just once you get comfortable with the level and you know, like, a certain tech, and you're like, okay, you know, I think I can expand a few. And so you expand a few and you're like, okay, well, they want this and that. Okay, I'll do that. And then you're like, okay, all right, everything's working fine. I'll do a couple more buildings and stuff.
Mm-mm.
Demand is up a bit. You ease into it. I mean, I got fucking 80 hours of that game and I still feel like I'm not very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got the basics down and that's about it.
My enemy is destroyed. My ally is destroyed.
And it's so cheap.
Yeah, it's like 17 bucks for just the base game.
Yeah, and only like 19 for the deluxe.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a game that I definitely got.
Deluxe.
I got the original, and then I got the deluxe, and then I got all the DLC.
Yeah, I remember when you got it.
Mm-hmm.
What game is that?
Anno 2070. Huh. It's basically SimCity, but
pretty.
It's very, very, very pretty.
That's the one that's featured on the store.
Yeah,
for Steam.
Yeah, the front page right now.
Dang.
Yep, it's pretty nuts. You can get all the DLC too for $6 right now.
Damn.
Except for the
what kind of DLC is it? Like what kind of stuff does it add? Do you know?
It's just it's like little things. That DLC pack is a bunch of like little things. It adds in just like, I really don't know how to explain it. There's a lot of cosmetic stuff too, but there's other stuff as well. But there's one DLC for it out right now, like big DLC.
Is it cheaper to buy them separately?
No.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. What does the complete pack come with?
Yeah, like I feel like it's cheaper to buy the DLC after.
That one comes with Anno 2070 Deep Ocean, which is their big DLC. That was $30 by itself.
Which
I actually did pay $30 for it when it came out, and which adds like, because you can go under the ocean in this game, and like have like a whole like thing under the water too, to harvest kelp, and like mine for diamonds or oil and crap like that. And Deep Ocean, like, added basically, like, a whole new game underwater. Like, there's so much more extra stuff that you can do underwater. I have no idea what any of it is about, that there's so much stuff in there. The complete pack, if you are thinking about getting the game and enjoying it, $35 for the game, all the, like, mini DLC and Deep Ocean, $35 for that? That's crazy. It's crazy.
Crazy talk.
Yeah. So if you like RTS games, you know, and stuff like that.
I do.
Just look at the screenshots, man. Those are in-game. Like, that's what the game looks like.
Can my computer handle it?
I'm not 100% sure, but I have been surprised about this game before. It has ran on some surprisingly low-end PCs.
I need a new computer.
Yeah. It's a shame about your text.
Yeah, that was sad. Owing money sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get old.
Don't get old. It's like,
okay.
It was a Happy Gilmore. No. It was Billy Madison, where he's like shaking the kid. And he goes, "Don't ever get old.
Get old. Stay here as long as you can."
Yeah.
No.
Shit. I love when he's spraying that kid. Stop it! I don't even know you! Why are you doing this to me? When his fat friend's just dumping that hose on that poor kid at the party. Damn. Calm down, Max. Shit. So no Billy Madison fans, huh?
Yes.
You guys are dead quiet. Stop getting on Reddit, Dwight.
I was looking for something else to talk about, but then I looked at the time and realized that we are probably past it.
Cool.
Past
Bye,
prime time.
Everyone.
So thanks everybody for listening to the podcast. This week's podcast, more SimCity info, some Battlefield
Bye.
And all that crap. We'll see you,
we'll see you
next week with more crap.
We love you.
Oh, hey, wait. I have one more thing to say.
What?
People want to send me shit so I can do my video log. So questions, bullshit, they can send it to tmsnipergoo@gmail.com. That's it.
Yeah, TM as in tmongoosesnipergoo@gmail.com.
Google save us.
Well, that'll be on your main channel.
Yeah, when I start doing it, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yep. Well, there you go. You guys can look forward to that. Send in some questions or comments or lovely pictures of your animals.
If you don't want me to use your name, say so.
That too. First name. We'll go first name only. Yeah.
First name and
Twitter.
Country.
I like it when people send us fan mail stuff that they give us their Twitter.
That's like through that. Twitter. Well, I mean, if they want. If you want me to give you out your Twitter.
Yeah, that too, you know.
And perhaps maybe city and state, country and city, if you're out
and then
the
your
country.
Last name, social security card.
No, I don't want any of that because
credit card numbers.
I already have enough of those people's information in my head from work. I don't need any more social security.
Good. So you're all set, just in case.
No, I don't mean it like that. You don't understand what it's like. All right, well, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I was